KTTK Dallas Fort Worth. KTBK Sherman Denison. KTDK Sanger. Wake up with eggs, toast, and hot sports opinions baked fresh daily. Dunham and Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It's always great when we get visited by mascots, Ron. Deuce is up here.
Yes. The Rough Riders mascot, Deuce, is up here.
Deuce?
Deuce.
You would think that they would...
Deuce. Oh. I'll deal with Deuce in a minute.
I know who's inside the Deuce costume.
He is a douche.
Douche.
I had to read this story that we're about to do here to make sure I got it right.
I thought it was fake.
It's off baseballamerica.com.
I know. I thought we were being Sid Finched.
And this thing is like 6 months old.
I've not heard it. I don't think anybody on the station's talked about this, have
no.
they?
No. Dan McGraw brought this to my attention yesterday.
This story is 6 months old.
I think it's dated September.
Yep, September 4th, 2003. It sure is. Wow.
How did this not get out?
I don't know. This is an incredible story about a guy in Japan. A pitcher by the name of Kazuhito Tadano. We'll call him Kaz for short.
Kaz Tadano.
Yes, Kaz Tadano. Kaz Tadano comes armed with a 93 to 94 mile an hour fastball. He has three quality secondary pitches, they say. They say he can throw four pitches for strikes. However, when the 2002 Japanese amateur draft took place, nobody took Kaz.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Well, it sounds like he's a pretty good prospect.
Yeah, it does.
Good arm.
I mean,
throws a lot of pitches for strikes.
Right. If a guy can get it up there 93, 94 miles an hour, teams are going to be interested in him, you would think.
Must be old then.
No. No, not really.
22, right?
Uh-huh. That's what they say. And there was some talk that a shoulder injury may have dissuaded Japanese clubs, but...
That must be it. I mean, he's injured.
No. There's nothing wrong with him physically.
Well, has he tried out for anybody?
Yeah. They all knew about him.
Then he must not have been throwing 90, right?
No.
He was still bringing it 90?
He was bringing it 90. Played college over there. He was very well known over there. Yet, couldn't get drafted in that Japanese draft. And the reason he couldn't get drafted was because it became known that while in college, for money, our guy Kaz took part in a pornographic male video.
Male video.
Yes. He was paid to take part.
He was paid to take it, all right.
In a pornographic video that contained acts of homosexuality.
Okay.
Now, they say he should have been a top five pick over there, but wasn't because of that.
He was going to be a legitimate top five pick in their draft?
Yes, in Japan. Now, Japanese teams pretty much moved away from him. Some American teams were interested in him. The Twins gave him a look. San Diego gave him a look. And the Diamondbacks and Rockies both gave him a look, as did the Braves. But once word of this incident got out, they backed away from him, too.
That stuns me.
Well, finally, the Cleveland Indians stepped up. And they allowed him the opportunity to work out with the team. Their organization officials were impressed with what they saw on the mound. However, there was questions about just how somebody with this in their past might interface in the baseball community where this type of thing, we think, is generally frowned upon. But finally, they decided to give it a shot after talking to him and talking to people who knew him. They came to the conclusion that this was a one-time mistake that the guy made, an isolated incident, not a pattern of current or future behavior.
I hate to ask this, but I must. What did he do in that video?
Well, according to Dan McGraw, if you read between the lines, he received some satisfaction. Something that is similar to the first name of the pitching coach out west.
It could have been Oral.
Thanks, Doogie.
So
he received it, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So
does that make anything better?
So the top, not the bottom, right?
No.
I mean, if you want to look at it that way, yeah.
He was serviced.
Yeah.
He was, or he did the service?
No,
he was serviced.
He was.
Yeah. Does that make it better, though?
I know one thing. If I was a baseball scout, this wouldn't, and this guy could play, it wouldn't make a bit of difference to me. I'd sign him in a minute.
Well, the Indians did, and they did it for the nominal fee of $67,000. Now, this is a guy who probably would have, at one time, commanded a bonus upwards of $2 million over in Japan. And he was in their minor league system last year.
God, boy, they just sucked that away from him, didn't they?
That hurt. It was so bad.
Oh, I've got plenty. Don't worry.
Well, come on.
No.
Would you like for me to read you Dan McGraw's scouting report on him?
Later. Let's finish
this. We got the sermon today. The language sermon. Can we today?
You let me handle that.
Okay.
Well, he was in the Indians organization last year.
I hate you.
And he started the season in Class A ball, and he overmatched opposing hitters. He was 2-1 with an ERA of 1.89. He pitched 19 innings and had 28 strikeouts. The tough part for him, though, was the day that he had to get up in front of the team and address this issue.
Did he have to, or did he choose to do this? The account I read, he chose to do it. The organization didn't make him. It's something that he felt that he had to do. And by the way, he doesn't speak a word of English. He does everything through an interpreter.
I think yes. We have a cut of that, of him addressing the team.
We do?
I thought we did.
Maybe a four-word cut? Ching Chang Hasso.
There it is.
And he did that. I mean, he got up in front of the team, whether they made him do it or whether he did it voluntarily. He got up in front of the team and told them what he had done, told them that this was a one-time isolated incident, and told them that he hoped that they would accept them and assured them that they had nothing to worry about with him being in the room and that nothing like this was ever going to happen again.
So here's Major League Baseball. You know, all those teams that passed on him, but yet they'll welcome somebody that beats their wife. They'll welcome druggers. They'll welcome all these others. But they're going to hold the line at this, huh? Hey, I'm not
gay
saying...
Gay porn?
You know what? Hey, is that... You know what? Give me a guy with gay porn more than somebody that beats his wife any day of the week.
That can be edited.
Sure. Cut the last part off.
He was then promoted to Double-A. At Akron, there he went 4-1 with an ERA of 1.24. He pitched 73 innings, had 78 strikeouts.
Sounds like the guy can pitch.
And then they promoted him to
and
Buffalo.
You're going to mark mine. You're going to mark that one.
They promoted him to Triple-A at Buffalo. He pitched one game there. So, yeah, apparently the guy can play a little bit. And
would you have signed him?
To a porn contract.
I heard Vivid was all over him. You have to understand, though, it's not what you would do. It's how he's going to fit in the clubhouse.
Right. Now, once he was at Akron, he had to do the same thing.
Sure. And he's going to have to do the same thing once he reaches the major leagues.
Sure.
If he does.
Tell you what, if I'm a major league baseball player and there's a pitcher that can help us and win, I don't care that he did that. It's none of my business. It's not my business that
Bottom
he did that.
Bottom or top here, Cat.
You know, I would a lot rather have that guy than a guy that beats his wife.
What do you think the Rangers would do with somebody like that? Think they would sign somebody like that and bring him into their organization?
He's only 22. If he was 37, they'd sign him.
He's 22?
Yeah.
He did this when he was 19, when he was in college.
He did it in college, and from what we understand, he does not come from wealth. His parents are not, you know,
it's
poor,
not
but they're
class.
Not, yeah, they're middle class.
He was paid the handsome sum of $750.
Hey, it was a mistake the guy made.
But he shouldn't just be ignored.
I don't know if that's a mistake, man. Wearing different color socks is a mistake.
It was not the,
this isn't a mistake.
You know, it wasn't the best choice that he made, no. But do you think that he should just be, that his career should go down the drain just completely because of this? Never again? I'm just saying, I just hate that they pick and choose who gets the second chances.
Let me ask you this.
You know, I tell you what, I'd a lot rather have this guy on my team than a guy that's over there, you know, injecting steroids into him and cheating.
Well, why do you have to have either guy?
You don't, but I'm saying they look the other way on that. They have a union that protects them from that.
What if it was just regular porn?
And once again, that does not hurt anybody what he did.
If it was regular porn, you would
you
hear about
hetero
it.
Hetero porn.
Yeah.
You would hear about it, and we'd all get a big chuckle out of it. But that's not...
It doesn't hurt anybody, and it's none of anybody's business.
What is business? Because it's out there in the public.
Now,
this stuff can be, I'm sure, accessed on the Internet. No. I'm sure people from other teams will find
sure,
it.
Sure.
And this guy will be harassed mercilessly when he goes
gotta,
to other stadiums.
All the guy's
got to
do is get people out, and it'll all blow over.
It's true.
Now, we'll tell you this. We'll tell you this. If it was me and he was on my team as a gag... On a late night plane trip, I would get that video and put it in there and just have it pop up mysteriously.
There's no way you'd do that.
Oh, yeah, I would.
There's no way you'd do that.
Yeah, I would. It'd be funny.
As long as if you have some nude pictures of him in college where he was drunk and passed out.
Yes, I would.
In the back of the plane
I would
doing
do that.
That.
Sky was getting...
I would do that. I would do that to break the ice.
Break the ice?
And his balls. Literally. I just don't have a problem. I guess that's just my...
You don't have a problem with gay porn?
Yeah. You know what? Do I have a problem with it? I'm not going to watch it. But if somebody else wants to, that's not my business. And if somebody else wants to watch a little gay porn, who am I to tell them they can't watch it?
Liberal Grego.
The year that he was supposed
you
to
like
be drafted...
You like that gay sex?
I don't know. But some people like that. And if that's their choice, let them do it.
The year that he was to be drafted, a few days before the draft, a Japanese tabloid got a hold of this video and printed pictures of it. And that's what ruined all this for him.
Are you bored?
Oh, yeah, are we keeping you awake here?
Did I just yawn?
Yeah, on the air.
I meant to say, like, wow.
Instead, okay, we get the audible yawn. We get the tail end of a yawn.
Well, I mean,
I don't mean to bore you with all.
No, I'm fascinated.
All right, okay. If you
I'm
like
fascinated
this,
by
if
gay
I'm
porn.
Sick,
no,
here, I'm
no,
sick,
no, no,
hell.
No. Okay, you think guys like you know, like Rusty and Rafi, they'd be like, oh yeah, sure, bring in the gay porn guy.
There's no way. Any professional athlete in any sport, they do not want that guy
what
in their clubhouse or locker room.
It doesn't hurt
I don't
anything.
Know. I don't know if they would or not if the guy can play.
You know
no, they
is
wouldn't.
With gay people, how ostracized they are if
not
they ever come out.
Not everybody is as homophobic as you are.
I'm not you think I care?
I'm not. Just threw it out there.
I don't care if he's gay. I'm just saying professional
athletes
do. How
about they do in baseball,
do.
Though?
Yes, they do.
I'm sure this guy would have to get up there and do the same thing that he did in these minor league rooms. And
he's going to have to do it at the major league rooms.
Yeah, he is. And then they will be keeping a very wary eye on him, and sooner or later he'll gain some level of trust with them.
I mean, if you get Rusty or Ruff...
God, if only I'd have said that.
Rusty or Ruffy.
Studer.
Those effing seagulls, man.
By the way, we're going to have Rusty Greer on with us tomorrow.
Studer. You think Ruffy will join us? Have you heard back from Ruffy?
No, yeah, but he'll be on with us too.
No, he's Ruffy the band player Slyer.
I know.
All right, what were you going to say?
Ruffy
the band player Slyer?
I don't know. Ruffy or Rusty?
You're right. There are some players that are so close-minded that there's no way they can let this slide. But I promise you, there are probably just as many that if the guy can play and help him win, get him on there.
It's not a matter of being close-minded, though, because I think if this guy would have made a regular porn tape, that a lot of people just wouldn't want him in the clubhouse.
Oh, no. Chad Curtis wouldn't, but the rest of them would be like, ah, who cares?
Do you think if it was public that some guy had made a porn video and... pictures of it have been published in a tabloid that a lot of franchises would step up and sign this guy
faster than they would this guy.
See, that's what frustrates me so much. But yet they'll look the other way when a guy beats his innocent wife. They'll look away on that. Oh, that's okay. Well, he's got some problems. Let's get him some help. You know, or a guy that's going and picking up hookers or whatever. You know, that guy's got a problem. Let's help him. But this guy right here, you don't even want to talk to him.
But he's probably a good pitcher. So let him play.
That's what I say. I just hate when they pick and choose.
Now, I've heard that he's, you know, he's not afraid to move a guy off the plate by putting a couple balls underneath his chin.
See, my dad joke will make it. But that son of a bitch will slide. That won't be in there. That's
anyway,
what pisses me off.
Just a crazy little porn story we thought we'd share with you. 509 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, before this thing disintegrates to further dad jokes. Coming up next, a trip to the snake pit here on the ticket.